Welcome to The Savage Truth with Cicely Davis. I am your host, Cicely Davis.
Well, I welcome you back, American Savages, to The Savage Truth with your host, your girl, yours truly, Cicely Davis. Thank you so much for joining me. I love having you here. Yet another episode, another week, more happenings. Thank you so much. If you're new to the channel, thank you so very much for making a decision and giving me a chance to join in the conversation and hearing my take on this current administration and this week's political haps. For those of you who have been with me from the beginning or in the middle or just joined me last week, you are the reason that I do this every week. I appreciate your support. Really wouldn't be interested in doing this without you. Now, collectively, if you're new or returning, I have an ask, and it is this: to please and thank you, like, share, subscribe, and leave a positive review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube. And we got to get into it. Let's do this. Let's do this. Who are the words? I'm going to say these words to you. See if you know who the words belong to. To embark on the most daring political maneuver in the history of our party, roll over and play dead. Allow the Republicans to crumble beneath their own weight and make the American people miss us. That was the words of James Carville. I don't even know what his job is or what his title is. I've seen some people refer to him as a political operative, but that was James Carville's comments and his recent comments about the need for Democrats to make the American people miss us is about as delusional as a cat thinking it's a lion, or this guy's delusion that he's a woman.
You're gonna give me my fucking money back.
Excuse me, sir. There's a young man in here.
I followed his bill. Excuse me, it's ma'am. It is ma'am.
I can call him police if he'd like me to. You need to settle down.
You need to settle down and mind your business, okay?
Yeah.
Ma'am, once again, ma'am.
I said both of you.
No, you said sir. Once again, it's ma'am.
I actually said both of you guys.
Right beforehand, you fucking said, sir.
Sir? Yes.
Motherfucker, take it outside. If you want to call me sir again, I will show you a fucking sir.
I apologize.
Motherfucker.
I apologize.
What, MTS? I keep looking down to these.
I need your corporate number. Because I'm going to call them and talk about how I was misgendered several times in this store. I need your corporate number now. Get it for me now.
Yeah, I'm going to ask you to calm down and stop cussing.
I'm not sorry.
Give me your corporate number. Well, I'm going to ask you for the fifth time to stop calling me a man. Because quite clearly, I am not.
And I apologize. I'm sorry for that, ma'am. I will get you that number. Is that okay?
Purpose.
Yes, get it for me now.
I'm asking you to stop.
Get it for me now. I'm not cussing.
I'm not cussing. Okay. Give me the blue one. Nah,
sir.
Please.
That my fault.
Yes.
I told you his name.
Yes.
I will get you that number right now.
I'm just showing the kids.
You're all I can see.
Okay.
No, you're just gonna keep bumping your guns.
There.
You're just gonna keep bumping your guns and disrespecting trans people in this store, which I plan on telling the entire LGBT community. You're going to lose money over this.
But there are people worse than some white and one of those several.
I mean, let's pause for a moment and look at the approval ratings. 29% approval rating for Democrats. 29%. That's not a political party. That's a low budget reality TV show no one even asked for. So who exactly are they planning to make miss them? Okay. Is it the handful of diehard liberals still hanging on to the wreckage of their progressive dreams? Because the average American isn't exactly yearning for another round of inflation, another round of crime surges, or sky-high gas prices. If anything, the American people are more likely to be missing their sanity, not the policies that the Democrats keep desperately trying to push on them. Carville's comments isn't just a sign of arrogance. He's so clueless. They're tone deaf. And it's not just him. It's all of them, right? Completely out of touch. It's an out of touch delusion that Democrats that demonstrates just how far removed the Democrat Party has become from reality. Here's an idea, James Carville. Maybe the American people are not missing the Democrats because we've all been dealing with the consequences of the Democrat rule for the past several years. People are tired. I am tired. The American people are tired. Rick is tired. Okay. of skyrocketing taxes, empty store shelves, you know, items being locked up, and you got to call an attendant to come help you, and the constant virtue signaling that's come to define the modern Democrat Party. What the Democrats are really missing is a reality check, not some sort of mythical longing for the American public. When your best shot at making people miss you is to promise more of the same disastrous policies, maybe it's time to pack it in and reconsider your approach. Now, let's break it down. The economy is in shambles, thanks to Bidenomics, and we're all just trying to survive the latest bout of inflation. Now, Donald Trump is working hard. He will address that. Like I said before, I have every confidence in the world believe he will. But gas prices were soaring. They're starting to come down, as we see already. And we all know about the border crisis. The American people are out here working harder than ever just to keep up. And the Democrats think that they're going to fix all of that by getting us to miss them. Here's a newsflash. We're not missing you. No one's missing you, James. We're missing stability. We're missing personal responsibility and actual leadership that is based in competency and follow through. Accomplished and intelligent individuals who love this country and the American people, who put their interests, their well-being, and their safety first. That's what we're missing. Things that the Democrats seem to have forgotten in their mad dash to push radical left-wing policies that cater to a tiny fraction of the population, the strong minority, okay? Because again, 73%, okay? This was a landslide election. I love to remind you and everyone else who's watching, 73% of the American electorate put Donald Trump in. These are the minorities you're speaking to. And let's not talk about that approval rating again. 29%, tiny, tiny 29%. That's not a longing from the people. That's a no thanks, we're good from the American public. If Democrats want to make us miss them, they're going to need more than a few empty sound bites about how great their ideas are. Maybe instead of trying to win back popularity by playing the victim, they should try doing something that actually works. Like, oh, I don't know, taking responsibility for the mess they've made of the country, right? To eradicate the lies, admit your scandal. It's hard to miss a party that can't even get basic policies right, let alone fix the problems they've created. And in the end, Carville's comments are just another hilarious example of the Democrats' complete disconnect from reality and the American people. Make the American people miss us? At this point, that's like a bad comedian telling the audience to just wait for the punchline when the whole show has been one big flop. If the Democrats want to be missed, they're going to need a serious, serious makeover from the bottom up, or maybe even top down. It doesn't matter. Start in the middle. I don't care where you start. Because the current version of their party is about as popular as a root canal. Maybe Carville should try something new, like, I don't know, suggesting that Democrats actually listen to the American people for once, instead of gaslighting the nation into thinking their failed policies are somehow worth missing. Okay, now, let's move on to some Democrat phonics, because according to the picture that I'm about to show you here, A is for abortion. The fact that a Virginia school thought it was appropriate to start off a Women's History Month display with A is for abortion. By the way, I'm totally and adamantly against an entire Women's Month when there is no Men's Month. I know I've talked about this before. Where's Men's Month? There's a Women's Month. There's no Men's Month. I'm completely against this, right? Women get a month. A is for abortion. This is beyond absurd. And frankly, it's an insult to the values that most Americans hold dear. To think that children are being exposed to this kind of politicized left-wing nonsense in an education setting is infuriating. This is not about educating kids. As you know, it never is with the Democrats. It's about pushing a radical agenda that has no place in schools. No place whatsoever. Children should be learning about historical figures, about civics, about achievements, right? They should be learning so that they can become competitive in the world and become great citizens and making contributions from learning about contributions from women, okay? Not about indoctrinating them with one of the most divisive and controversial issues of our time. A is for abortion. How is this in any way thoughtful? It's a blatant attempt to shove a hyper-partisan adult topic into the faces of young students who are not only too young to understand it, but shouldn't be forced to confront it in the classroom at all, right? It doesn't belong there. The idea that the Fairfax County superintendent defended this absurd display by calling it thoughtful is a prime example of the dangerous woke mentality that has overtaken the education system, which is why the DOE should be shut down. Okay. When did it become thoughtful to expose kids to emotionally charged political issues like abortion, especially when they're still learning the basics of history and math and science and about humanity? Schools are meant to teach kids, not manipulate them into adopting the less ideological framework. By allowing such a display, this superintendent is making a mockery of the entire purpose of education. And again, just another strong argument why the DOE federally needs to be dismantled. This is indoctrination, folks, plain and simple. And for those in charge to defend it as though it's some kind of progressive victory just proves how out of touch they are with the values of parents and out of touch they are with the broader community. How are parents supposed to trust a school system that blatantly disregards their wishes and focuses on political agendas on their children? This is a dangerous precedent. This should not be allowed. It doesn't belong. It's highly, highly offensive. It does not belong in a classroom. And if we allow schools to continue using their influence to push political and social agendas like this, we're opening a door for further encroachments on parents' rights and children's well-being. What's next? Teaching kids about sexual identity issues before they even hit puberty? Oh, wait, they're already doing that. Pushing radical economic theories on in elementary school? There has to be a line. There has to be a line that we draw. And this ABCs of Women's History Month display is a perfect example of where that line has been crossed. It's time to put an end to this kind of ideological manipulation and return to a balanced, thoughtful, political-free approach to education that focuses on actual learning, not pushing political causes on vulnerable children. All they're trying to do is to just raise little activists, right? That's all they're trying to do. We have to put an end, dismantle the DOE, push for school choice, and parents need to stand up along with teachers to stand against this. Now, I saw something that was really encouraging. I was flipping through social media and something popped up on the side, and it was this focus group, but it was all Black men. And this was a group of Black men. I don't know that they were necessarily conservative. They could have been Democrats, and it sounded like a lot of them were, but they kind of woke up to the Democrat agenda. So I saw this Black focus group. So the proof is always in the pudding, but even more so out of the mouths of babes. President Trump's appeal to the masculine is glaringly obvious, but so is the unpopularity of the Democrat Party. Don't believe me? Let these Black men tell you.
What are the key characteristics or traits that best describe today's Democratic Party? Elliot, why don't you go first?
I would say liars, a lot of people doing insider trading. A lot of people are working for lobbyists and not for the people. I'll say they pretty much failed at everything. I think lost. They're a lost group.
Hasib, go ahead.
I'd add to that with the lion, just a bunch of false promises. I would say attack on our children with these pushed agendas. Just not really relatable. Trying to sell a dream that's not the reality.
I would say manipulation. To me, it feels like they more want to scare you into following them than to going with what your you know, Hart really thinks should be done. So I will say manipulation.
Donald Trump's appeal to black men, particularly in the 2024 November 5th election, can be attributed to his strong, unapologetic masculinity, which resonated with many men of color who were seeking a leader who embodied strength, confidence, and a sense of independence. Trump's blunt, no-nonsense approach to politics stood in stark contrast to the establishment politicians who often appeared to be more focused on political correctness and appeasing special interest groups, right? Black men, many of whom feel marginalized by a system that often overlooks their concerns, saw Trump as someone who wasn't afraid to stand up for what he believed in, even if that meant ruffling their very feathers. This resonated with a sense of masculinity that values resilience, self-reliance, and a direct approach to problem solving. These are values that black men admire and identify with. Additionally, Trump's emphasis on economic opportunity and job growth and revitalizing American industries particularly appealed to black men who wanted to see tangible results and a focus on improving their own communities. Many, many, many black men were drawn to Trump's America First policy, which emphasized policies that put interests of the American worker, right, first, especially working class men, at the forefront. His administration's efforts to create jobs, speak to common sense, support small businesses, and invest in historically underserved communities under programs like Opportunity Zones were seen as efforts that directly benefited black men and their families. Those who have a family, those who believe in raising their kids, okay, that group, those black people. Trump's emphasis on personal responsibility and a tough love approach also appealed to many who were frustrated with the government's reliance on handouts, favoring a path to empowerment over entitlement. Empowerment over entitlement. This combination of masculine strength, economic empowerment, and a focus on practical outcomes is why many men of color, why the brothers, okay, found Trump's message compelling and cast their vote in support of his vision for America. And that, my friends, is the Savage Truth. Let's view another epic episode of Savage Soldiers Coming Home. Absolutely love it. Please like, share, subscribe, and leave a positive review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube. And remember, as always, to be bold, be strong, be faithful, and be true. Till next time, I'm Cicely.
The Savage Truth with Cicely Davis is a production of Front Page Magazine and the David Horowitz Freedom Center. Reproduction of this podcast without express written consent is prohibited.